Today I want to speak on the subject, the winds were contrary. This is from the book of Acts, chapter 27. It says, the winds were contrary, and so we went to Rome. Why, my friend, go to Rome when the winds are contrary? Actually, this little section here I read you is a commentary on Paul's perilous journey to Rome. So the winds are contrary summarizes the book of Acts, the only biblical history of the church. It not only describes a fledgling church, but also the kind of journey every saint is to expect until he reaches the heavenly shore. Just as in the days of the Apostle Paul, so it has always been that we as Christians must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. Even paradise could not boast of fair weather, for as soon as it was planted, the devil entered it to unleash his gale-force winds of evil upon Adam and Eve. Friends, in the advancement of God's kingdom, there is no place where the winds will be calm for any length of time. The winds were contrary throughout Jesus' ministry. Just look at these phrases. Then Jesus was led of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. Or this one, the devil took Jesus and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Or this one, Satan entered Judas at the Lord's communion table. Wherever Jesus was, the devil was there also. Yes, the devil, even, my friend, attends prayer meeting. We once had a minister's prayer meeting, and the purpose of a minister's prayer meeting is to pray. You know what happened? I said to the group, after a while, nobody prayed, I said to them all, there's somebody in this prayer meeting who does not belong. Well, the preachers were shocked to hear that. Then I said, it's a devil. The devil has everybody's mouth wide shut, so there's no prayer coming out of our hearts. Let's resist the devil and let's pray. Be sure of this, my friend. Wherever you go today, Satan will be there also. He will try to get you at some street corner, at the office, or in the field. He will make you fall if you leave home without your spiritual armor on. If you leave your belt of truth hanging in the closet, your breastplate of righteousness standing by the door, your gospel shoes under your bed, or if you leave your shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and the helmet of salvation behind you, Satan will set a trap for you wherever you go. You will face contrary winds every day as surely as there's a sun.